A week ago, City Councilman Eric Gioia undertook what's called the Food Stamp Challenge. He joined many public officials throughout the country trying to live off the average weekly food budget of $28. Gioia says he hopes to better understand the challenges of the life of a person on food stamps by walking a mile in their shoes. WNYC's Kathleen Horan caught up with the Queens councilman as he began his trek in the footsteps of the hungry.
These are beat up old Cole Haan black shoes.
Councilman Eric Gioia is about to mentally change his footwear as he unpacks his first lunch of peanut butter and jelly on white bread. He sits outside the brick house in Sunnyside on the tree-lined street where he grew up.
Mom, can I have tap water?
His parents still live in the same house, and he's about to move back to the old neighborhood with his wife and young daughter. Gioia just spent $24.44 on groceries and stashed a few bucks away for caffeinated beverages to fight some of the grogginess that comes with missing your morning dose of caffeine. He says he got a quick education on the aisles of the supermarket.
When we realized that I wouldn't be able to buy milk, and milk was $5, that would have been a quarter of my budget for the entire week to get a gallon of milk. And meat, well, that's a luxury, and I couldn't get that either.
Beef stew, chicken cutlets, chicken legs, chicken breast.
That's 38-year-old Joanne Garcia. She knows a little something about the food stamp challenge. She's been on it her whole life. She's eating lunch in a soup kitchen on Brooklyn's 4th Avenue. Garcia says she's constantly dreaming of heartier meals.
I mean, things that you can really sink your teeth in and have flavor with. But when you're on the food stamps, you have to go below that, you know, because you can't really make it.
Instead, she's got coleslaw, graham crackers, soup, and a bagel on her tray. But she hasn't made much of a dent in it. She's recently had a string of bad luck. Last month, Garcia, her boyfriend, and three kids were evicted from the place they've lived for years. Now her kids are living with other relatives, while she and her boyfriend stay in a Bronx shelter. She says she was also mistakenly taken off food stamps. A caseworker is looking into it, but she says the whole process has been humiliating.
So that's why sometimes I say to myself, to some of these caseworkers, someday I'm going to be on that side of the desk and you're going to be on the other side of the desk. Then you're really going to know what it is to be in poverty.
When asked if she's heard about the councilman who's trying to learn what it's like to be in poverty, Garcia bristles. She says a week doesn't cut it.
It's a slap in the face to people like us on the system, dealing with the system, and trying to get through with the system.
But soup kitchen coordinator Michael Anthony disagrees. He said even if Councilman Joya's undertaking is somewhat naive, he deserves some credit for raising awareness. He says after 3 years working in the soup kitchen, it doesn't get easier seeing kids in the food line.
What bothers me the most is that you can look on a child's face and see that this is the highlight of their day. You can see the look on the parent's face and know that that's the best they have to offer them for that day.
Anthony says they feed between 150 and 200 people a day, all walks of life. He worries society has become numb to poverty and hunger in particular. About 1 million New Yorkers use food stamps to feed themselves each month. What about the 7 or so million others who don't? Would they take the challenge as Councilman Gioia suggests?
I think it'd be wonderful if folks who can, and I don't want anyone to get sick over it, but if folks who can would go out there, live like this for a week, and the money you save, give it to a soup kitchen or a food pantry.
Strolling into Manhattan's Dean and DeLuca on Prince Street, it's easy to forget there are hungry people anywhere on the planet, never mind the city. As you step onto the polished marble floors, the classical music makes you consider light versus dark chocolate, or if you should purchase cheese from Mendocino or the Pyrenees. Tatiana Regard is sipping on a rhubarb and gingered-flavored spring water as she considers whether she'd take the food stamp challenge.
$28 is at least what I spend a day, probably a little more. Definitely not a week. Even if you try to eat at home, if you want to eat healthy, fruits and vegetables are more expensive.
She and her boyfriend live downtown, and they eat out almost every night. She says they don't really stick to a budget. Regard says she's hungry sometimes.
Only on purpose if I'm eating too much.
Martin Perrin from Brooklyn wouldn't take the challenge either because he doesn't think it would prove anything. But if he did, he said he would probably miss coffee the most.
Coffee in Manhattan at $4 a cup, that's really expensive.
Councilman Eric Gioia ends his food stamp diet today. He gained 2 pounds and said he experienced a steady lethargy. By midweek, Joya had to supplement his provisions with a trip to a food pantry in Long Island City. He plans to travel to Washington to meet with members of the New York City congressional delegation to relay his experiences and ask for more money for food stamp recipients. For WNYC, I'm Kathleen Horn.
If this reminds you of the documentary Supersize Me, it may not be entirely coincidental. Councilman Joya has more than a food challenge in common with documentary filmmaker Morgan Spurlock. They were also college roommates at NYU.
Cause I don't think I'll wear my hair same way you do.